Shabbat shalom. Today's Torah portion is in Deuteronomy 7, and it goes through chapter 11. So let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this Shabbat, and I pray that you'll just bless us to hear what you have to say in your word, and just bless the worship later, and Sally's presentation and everything, and I just pray that your Holy Spirit will just guide us all, and that you will give me the words to say, and that they won't be mine but yours, and in your name, amen. Okay, so I'm going to be speaking from chapter 10, starting in verse 12. It says, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I am giving you today for your own good. This is what the Lord has asked, and even this we have failed to do in our sinful nature. We haven't loved the Lord with all our heart, but we cut our hearts into sections and give the Lord part of it, but not full, and we don't always walk in his ways, and we don't love him with all of our soul, and we definitely don't observe all his commands. We are very imperfect, but Yeshua has fulfilled it, has fulfilled all these things through us. We have fulfilled all these things through Yeshua. To the Lord your God belong the heavens, even the highest heavens, the earth and everything in it. Yet the Lord has set his affection on your forefathers and loved them, and he chose you, their descendants, above all the nations as it is today. Out of all the nations, the Lord chose us, and he loves us unconditionally. Even though we don't fulfill his commands and everything, he loved us even while we were yet sinners. And circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. So he has chosen us, but we still need to choose him. We can't just have the faith of our forefathers and say that that gives us salvation or anything, but we need to choose ourselves, for he has chosen us, but we still need to choose him. And it should be evident in our lives and not just something that we say, but something that we do. It should be like in our hearts and in every part of our lives. It says, "The Lord your God, the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow. He loves the alien, giving him food and clothing." The Lord loves us sinners. We're imperfect. We're alienated from him through our sin. And yet he still loves us. And he defends the undefended. It says, "And you are to love those who are aliens, for you yourselves were aliens in Egypt." Now, this related to Israel back in Deuteronomy, but I believe it also relates to us today as the believer, as the body of Christ. And we need to love sinners, because we too were sinners, and he loved us while we were yet sinners. We don't need to show any partiality, because he hasn't shown any partiality with us. And we were alienated from him, and yet he still chose to die for us. And we should be willing to die for those who are alienated from him as well. Fear the Lord your God and serve him. Hold fast to him and take your oaths in his name. He is your praise. He is your God, who performed for you those great and awesome wonders you saw with your own eyes. Your forefathers who went down into Egypt were 70 in all, and now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky. The Lord chose us while we were imperfect, and he has blessed us, and we're not worthy of it at all. And we make mistakes all the time, and even we don't, even after we have chosen him, we still don't do it wholeheartedly all the time. But he loves us all the time with an unfailing love. And that is something that we can rely on and something we should show to others as well. And that's all I have prepared for today. So I hope it touched your heart in some way. Shabbat shalom.